As soon as she returned to the United States, she used her veteran's educational entitlement to enroll in one of the few Islam-oriented colleges, a move that involved not only a fight with the Pentagon bureaucracy, but a break with her own family. After only 2 semesters, she gave a further demonstration of independence by getting herself expelled. The facts behind this undoubtedly decisive event have never been fully established. The Prophet's hagiographers claim that she was victimized by her instructors, who were unable to answer her penetrating critiques of the Quran. Neutral historians gave a more down-to-earth explanation. She had an affair with a fellow student, and left as soon as her pregnancy was obvious. There may be truth in both versions. The Prophet never disowned the young man who claimed to be her son, nor did she make any serious attempt to conceal later involvements with lovers of both genders. Indeed, a relaxed attitude to sexual matters, almost approaching that of Hinduism, was one of the most striking differences between Chrislam and its parent religions. It certainly contributed to its popularity. Nothing could have been a greater contrast to the Puritanism of Islam and the sexual pathology of Christianity, which poisoned the lives of billions and culminated in the perversion of celibacy. After her expulsion from college, Ruby Goldenberg virtually disappeared for more than 20 years. Tibetan monasteries, Catholic orders, and a host of other claimants later advanced proofs of hospitality, none of which stood up to investigation. Nor is there any proof that she spent time on the moon. It would have been easy to trace her in the relatively small lunar population. All that is certain is that the Prophet Fatima Magdalene appeared on the world scene in 2015. Christianity and Islam had been accurately described as religions of the book. Chrislam, their offspring and intended successor, was based upon a technology of immeasurably greater power. It was the first religion of the bite.